and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast on the big news story. My name is Deb Datta, and today we discuss Bhadra Sinha's report on why the centre has asked Supreme Court to clarify 2012 judgment on the 2G scam. More than a decade after the Supreme Court held that the auction was fair and an impartial process to assign spectrum for its usage, the centre has approached it with a request to clarify its 2012 verdict so as to allow the government to allocate natural resources through other legally valid administrative procedures. The government's application said that spectrum was not only required for commercial telecommunication services, but also for non-commercial use for the discharge of sovereign and public interest functions such as security, safety, disaster preparedness, etc. If assignment of spectrum was in pursuit of governmental functions or in public interest, or if its auction may not be preferred due to technical or economic reasons, then the government may consider allocating the same through processes that are in accordance with law. The centre wanted the court to clarify the 2012 verdict as it was delivered without considering the instances that were mentioned in the application. A clarification would help the government to firm up its spectrum assignment framework, including methods that were other than auction in suitable cases. In a verdict in February 2012, the Apex Court had cancelled the 2G spectrum allocation, which was then followed up with a directive to the Central Bureau of Investigation to probe what it dubbed as the 2G scam. In doing so, the top court set aside the first-come, first-served basis for the assignment of spectrum. The court had then said, and I quote, "It is in our view a duly publicized auction conducted fairly and impartially is perhaps the best method for discharging this burden, and the methods like first-come, first-serve, when are used for alienation of natural resources or public property, are likely to be misused by unscrupulous people who are only interested in garnering maximum financial benefit and have no respect for constitutional ethos and values." The judgment also observed that the state was duty-bound to allot natural resources by giving wide publicity so that all eligible person can participate in the process. This judgment was delivered on a challenge to the allocation of 2G spectrum in 2008, which was done on a first-come, first-served basis. The challenge was mounted to the process involved in the allocation, including allegations of arbitrary actions in determining the cutoff dates and procedures. However, in another judgment in September 2012, on a presidential reference made to it by the central government, the Supreme Court had clarified that the 2G verdict was meant only for 2G spectrum allocation and was never intended to be taken as an absolute or blanket statement which could be applicable across all natural resources. Delivered by a constitution bench, this judgment answered two questions posed to it in the presidential reference: whether auction was the only permissible method for disposal of all natural resources and in all circumstances, and the second was what was the permissible scope for the court's interference in policy making, including in methods for disposal of natural resources. The September 2012 decision clarified that the 2G judgment specifically had evaluated the validity of methods which were adopted in distribution of spectrum from September 2007 to March 2008. The bench went ahead to say that the court could not conduct a comparative study of the various methods of distribution of natural resources in order to suggest the most efficacious mode, and that it respects the mandate and the wisdom of the executive for such matters. According to it, the methodology pertaining to disposal of natural resources was clearly an economic policy, as it entailed intricate economic choices. It further declared that auction as an economic choice for the disposal of natural resources was not a constitutional mandate. Though it held the court was not competent to compare which policy was fairer, it could test the legality and constitutionality of the methods that were followed to allot natural resources when questioned. And if during the determination process it was found that the policy was patently foul of Article 14 of the Constitution, the court would hesitate in striking it down, the bench had ruled in September 2012. In its application, the centre has referred to this constitution bench judgment to press for its demand for a clarification of the 2G verdict. It said that with regard to telecommunication use, the government had auctioned spectrum in accordance with the top court's decision. But with respect to distinct usage, such as non-commercial and those areas where auction was not a feasible approach, the government has been assigning spectrum at administratively determined prices. Asking the Supreme Court to issue appropriate clarifications, the center said that spectrum allocation was not limited to commercial assignments, but even for non-commercial use for discharge of sovereign and public interest functions, such as safety disaster preparedness, that would squarely fall within the scope of subserving common good. There could also be situations where spectrum was needed for commercial space, but auction would not be feasible due to technical and economic conditions. In such a situation, it would be more optimal and efficient for the spectrum to be shared by multiple players rather than being broken into smaller blocks for the sole purpose of exclusive assignment by auction. That is all for now. Thank you for tuning in. Do tune in every morning at 8 a.m. for more such news and analysis from The Print.